Not all grapes are created equal. This wine may not be for you. There are several reasons why some people may dislike the Carmenere 2024 from Dio Piumo, despite its many qualities. While it's a wine that many find compelling, there are certain characteristics of this wine, as well as specific attributes that might not appeal to every wine drinker. Some reasons you might not enjoy this wine. 1. Herbal and green notes. Carmenere is known for its distinct herbaceous and green bell pepper flavors, especially in regions like Piumo, where the grape expresses its unique phenolic character. These green, vegetal notes are a hallmark of the varietal but can be divisive. Some wine drinkers may find them too herbaceous or even unpleasant, especially if they are not accustomed to these flavors. For those who prefer fruit-forward wines or wines with more traditional fruit bomb profiles, these green flavors can be off-putting. 2. Intense oak influence. The Carmenere 2024 may have undergone oak aging, as many premium Grand Cru wines do, and it adds the flavors of vanilla, smoke, tobacco, and spice. While some wine drinkers appreciate the depth and complexity that oak adds, others might find the oak influence too strong or overwhelming, especially if the wine is perceived as too woodsy or saturated with oak flavors. If the oak is not well integrated, it can obscure the wine's fruit profile, making it less balanced and harmonious for those who prefer a more fruit-driven wine. 3. Bold and heavy style. Carmenere from Dio Piumo tends to be a full-bodied wine with rich tannins, deep fruit flavors, and a higher alcohol content. For some, this bold and sometimes opulent style might be too much, especially for those who prefer wines with lighter bodies, lower alcohol, and more finesse. The wine's intense structure and tannic profile can be perceived as overly heavy or astringent, especially when compared to lighter reds or more delicate wines like Pinot Noir. 4. High tannin and astringency. The 2024 Carmenere might have a strong tannic structure contributing to its aging potential, but it can also make the wine seem dry and astringent. This can be unpleasant for some drinkers, particularly those not accustomed to tannic wines, especially if the wine tastes too harsh on the palate or doesn't soften with age. The tannins may also overpower the wine's fruit flavors, leading to a dry finish that some find less enjoyable. 5. Potential overripeness. Depending on the vintage and winemaking style, some Carmenere wines can have a ripe, sometimes even jammy character. Some wine purists see jamminess as a lack of balance, where the fruit overwhelms the acidity, tannins, and other structural components of the wine, especially if the grapes are allowed to ripen to full maturity. The 2024 Grand Cru Carmenere may have some overripe fruit flavors, such as raisins or prunes, that can feel overly sweet or heavy. This richness and fruit-forward style may seem unbalanced or too rich for those who prefer wines with more acidity or freshness. 6. Lack of freshness or balance. Some critics or wine drinkers might find the 2024 Carmenere to be lacking in acidity or freshness, which can make the wine feel flat or heavy on the palate. In full-bodied wines, if the acidity isn't bright enough to balance the richness of the fruit, oak, and tannins, it can lead to a wine that feels unbalanced or overly dense. This lack of freshness can be a deal-breaker for those who enjoy wines with a more refreshing or crisp quality. 7. Polarizing profile. Carmenere has a unique profile that is different from mainstream varietals like Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot, which many wine drinkers are more familiar with. Its combination of herbal, spicy, and earthy notes, alongside its fruit-driven profile, might not align with the taste preferences of those who are more accustomed to other red varieties. 8. Expectation versus reality. If consumers have high expectations for a Grand Cru wine, they may be disappointed if the 2024 Carmenere doesn't meet those expectations in terms of complexity, refinement, or balance. Some might expect a wine with more elegance or subtlety, but Carmenere from Piumo can sometimes be more robust or in-your-face with its bold flavors. iturbonews.com. /dislike. While the Carmenere 2024 from Dio Piumo is a wine that many will enjoy for its boldness, complexity, and full expression of variety, it's not for everyone. Some people might dislike it due to its herbal, green bell pepper flavors, strong oak influence, heavy tannins, or overripe fruit characteristics. The wine's bold structure and potential lack of balance between fruit and acidity may also contribute to a negative experience for those who prefer lighter, more balanced reds. Ultimately, wine is highly subjective, and preferences vary widely. What some find delicious and intriguing, others might find too intense, heavy, or unbalanced. The winery. The Vina La Rosa Winery, known for its Grand Cru, has deep roots in the Chilean wine industry. Founded in 1824, it is one of Chile's oldest wineries. Over its nearly 200-year history, it has earned a reputation for producing some of the country's most elegant and age-worthy wines. The winery is located in the Rapel Valley, specifically within the Puno subregion, which is widely regarded as one of Chile's top regions for Carmenere. The terroir is starkly present, underlining the wine's bold and full-bodied profile. Puno is part of the DO, Denominación de Origen, Puno, a wine designation that reflects the region's unique climate and rolling hills with alluvial soils. Somos Vina La Rosa desde sus inicios. Vina La Rosa está emplazada en el Valle del Cachapol, en Puno, donde las tradiciones de sus fundadores conviven día a día con todos. The winery has long recognized this area's potential for growing Carmenere. Over the decades, it has invested in traditional and modern viticultural techniques to bring out the grape's best qualities. Vina La Rosa's commitment to sustainability, quality, and innovation has been key to its success, as has the stewardship of the Cornellana Valley, which is mainly celebrated for its ideal conditions for Carmenere cultivation. Notes. Look for deep ruby red with hints of violet on the rim, showcasing its youthful vibrancy. The wine's bold, in-your-face character and the overall composition might feel almost aggressive. The wine's brilliance indicates good clarity and careful vinification. The nose has pronounced aromas of ripe black fruits such as blackberries, black cherries, and plums, intertwined with characteristic Carmenere notes of green bell pepper and fresh herbs. Subtle layers of dark chocolate, espresso, and sweet spices like nutmeg or clove emerge, likely from oak aging. Rich and full-bodied on the palate, softened with a velvety texture. The fruit-forward profile is balanced by a vibrant acidity that keeps the wine lively. Tannins are firm but well-integrated, giving structure without overwhelming. Notes of blackberry jam, cassis, and a touch of black pepper dominate. Secondary flavors of graphite, smoke, and mineral nuances follow, likely reflecting the volcanic sedimentary soil. The finish is long, with lingering dark fruit and a savory earthiness.